Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live from the studios at the University of Sioux Falls today. In the studio with us now is the Irish band Maggie in the Meantime. They're playing tonight at the Old Courthouse Museum in Sioux Falls. They're going to kick off around 5:30 Central Time. So first, welcome to all of you. We'll start with you, Daryl Fickbaum, and welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hello and good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about this band and how you formed.
We formed in 2009, early in 2009, and I think it was as a result, mostly, my little brother, who usually plays drum with us, he's not here today, sitting in is our good friend, John Pennington. But my brother and I used to listen to Thistle and Shamrock constantly, constantly when we were little kids. And we would lay there and memorize the rhythms and the songs. And it really came from that. It came from a long time ago.
So how old were you when you started?
My little brother would have been about 8 years old, 9 years old, I suppose. Uh-huh. And I would have been a little older than that.
So tell me about some of these people here. Then you mentioned John Pennington, who's sitting in with us, percussionist from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And who else do we have?
Well, my wife Maggie over here, from which the group takes its name, Maggie in the Meantime. In the meantime, because normally she plays in the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, principal second violin. And over on my right here, Jeff Paul, who is principal oboe, and for our group, plays a lot of different things, gets his chance.
Let's go ahead and start with the song so we can hear a little something and make sure we have time for several pieces. So tell us what you're going to play first.
This is the Taylor's Twist.
Maggie, tell us a little bit about the differences in playing what is essentially fiddle music, right, compared to how you were classically trained.
That's right. Well, actually, it was my husband that convinced me to actually start playing this. I was trained as a classical musician, and we play a lot of difficult stuff, and we very often start looking kind of down on the folk music. But then I started playing it, and it's full of different kind of intricacies, different kind of rhythms, the folk music, the Irish music. And you do have to put some work in it, actually. the sound is a little bit different, too. You don't use as much vibrato. It's just a little bit different technique. But the main thing is to just listen to a lot of it and to get used to the feel of it.
Have you learned anything that you bring back to your classical playing from studying folk music? Or does it only go one way?
I think so, because a lot of classical music is based on folk music. It comes from those roots, so you have a larger perspective when you go back to...
Give me an example. Can you, off the top of your head, give me an example of some classical music that sort of has folk music roots? That,
you know, the whole Romantic period, the whole 19th century music has a lot of influences from there. And then a lot of English music, a lot of Holst, Elgar, and such. Okay. They have a lot of folk influences.
And where did you go to conservatory? Where did you study?
I studied in Poland. I am Polish. Yes, in Poland, in Wrocław is the city. I finished conservatory over there.
Polish folk music? Did you play?
I didn't over there, but it's really, really grand. It's actually a great, great music, but not so well known around the world.
How does it differ from Irish music? Are there things you can point to that would say that you would be recognizable? Differences?
Well, it's just a different, it's just a different country. Yeah, it's just a completely different thing. I'd say, but funny enough, fiddle is used in very many European countries, folk music. It's the same instrument. It developed a little bit differently in different countries, but and it's called differently. But
interesting. Yeah, Daryl, what are we going to hear next?
Next, we have "Eyes the Bye," which means "I'm the boy," and it's this song is from our own shores, the Newfoundland, and hopefully in Jeff's flute you'll be able to hear the maritime influences from off our own shores here. Eyes the bye that builds the boat, and eyes the bye that sails her. Eyes the bye that catches the fish and brings him home to Liza. Hip of your partner, Sally Tibbeau. Hip of your partner, Sally Brown. Fogo Twill and Kate Martin's harbor all around the circle. Sods and rinds to cover your flake, and cake and tea for supper. Codfish in the spring of the year, all fried in Mackety butter. Hip of your partner, Sally Tibbeau. Hip of your partner, Sally Brown. Fogo Twill and Kate Martin's harbor, all around the circle. I don't want your maggoty fish, all they're no good for winter. I could buy as good as that doll down in Bona Vista. Hip of your partner, Sally Tibbeau. Hip of your partner, Sally Brown. Fogo Twill and Kate Martin's harbor, all around the circle. I took Liza to a dance as fast as she could travel, and every step that she did take was up to her knees in gravel. Hip of your partner, Sally Tibbeau. Hip of your partner, Sally Brown. Fogo Twill and Kate Martin's harbor, all around the circle. She's out of sight, her petticoat wants a porter. Old Sam Oliver in the dark, he kissed her in the corner. Hip of your partner, Sally Tibbeau. Hip of your partner, Sally Brown. Fogo Twill and Kate Martin's harbor, all around the circle. All around the circle. All around the circle.
Daryl, tell me a little bit about storytelling and how it sort of intersects with this kind of music.
It's a big part of our show, the one we do. Storytelling obviously is very interwoven in the Irish culture, in the Celtic culture, Scotland, Ireland. It's impossible to get away from that kind of aura, that kind of mystical feeling with I've been to Ireland, and things are just as quaint and as mysterious around their little street corners as you would imagine. I would highly recommend going there. But the music, it's all in there. The storytelling is all in there. And those influences are fantastic. They lend power to it. They lend power to the whole genre.
And you have an acting background, so that must connect with you personally as musician and actor.
I do. I'm probably most comfortable telling the stories. I don't memorize them verbatim. and I embellish as I go, and I never tell the same one twice.
As a good storyteller does, yes.
Sometimes my brother sits there. He plays cajon, so he sits on his drum. It's a wooden drum. Yeah. And he'll look over at me like, aren't we going a little bit long here? But it never feels that way to me.
What are you going to play next for us?
Next comes Brogan's Mazurka.
Play throughout the state?
We do.
You travel?
Yeah, we travel quite a bit in the state. We got out of the state a little bit, but South Dakota is just a wonderful place to make music. I was thinking about that last night before we came on, where some people tend to think we have a bit of a cultural vacuum here, and I don't think that's true. We have a cultural springboard here, and we have a chance to make music and tell stories and take some chances artistically, both in small groups and even in the orchestra, that people wouldn't have a chance to take in other places. Jeff Paul over here on whistle, in fact, composes a little bit for the symphony and gets to do some of that, too. Say hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about the whistle.
The whistle, most commonly known as a penny whistle, is really just that. I mean, it was an instrument developed because people had no money for fancy instruments. It was something that anyone could get a hold of and anyone could play in the kind of poverty-stricken peasant towns and things like that. And
so did it take you like 20 seconds to master it with the skills that you brought to to learning of it?
You know, the funny thing about the penny whistle is that it's not difficult from a technical standpoint, especially being an oboe player and a pianist and a saxophone player, an improviser and composer. It's not difficult from a technical standpoint, but there are some real challenges to be recognized as a true whistle player. You have to have the right style, the right ornamentation, and you have to just know the tunes. So it's a totally different kind of mindset. The values are slightly shifted.
Will you make an album? Have you already done that?
That's probably our most asked question.
Glad I could control. I'm asking for all the fans who
want. We have enough material easily to make an album and recorded, too. I think I'm holding out a little bit more. There's a little difference in the group, but I'm holding out a little more for some more original tunes for us. So we'll see. Sometime in the future, maybe.
We're going to have the band play us out of our show today. So first, before we do that, I'm just going to thank all our guests today, Patrick Hicks and Peg Preston and the Bay and Maggie. In the meantime, today in the studio, we had Daryl Fickbaum, Jeff Paul, John Pennington sitting in on drums, and Maggie Modzelewska. Is that correct? All right. Also, thanks to Chris Lawfree, Kara Hetland, and Keely Bultina. Meet me here on Monday at noon central for another Dakota Midday for SDPB Radio. I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.